So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more. The Score!
DJ, as a veteran, what do you tell the younger guys about handling a week like this?
You recovered nicely, Layla. Now you're losing it again.
I was never worried about her. I know what you were saying. She was a little off the rails, but I was like, we can put this train back on the tracks.
It's so good. It's so good because it's Phil and the DJ's reply.
Go, DJ. Yeah, that's my DJ.
That is my DJ. Thanks to Mason Crosby, of all people, the Packers' all-time leading scorer. No, he was good. Thanks to Adam Hoge. Thanks to Kevin Fishbane, the National Sports Media Association Illinois Sports Writer of the Year, Kevin Fishbane. Thanks to everybody who contributed to Inside the Locker Room, especially DJ Moore and Phil Thompson. No, we have to thank Phil Thompson.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Tyler Farringall. Grant Leader helping us out today as well.
Brandon Fryer.
Yeah, Brandon Fryer helps out.
Yeah,
he just
does.
Gets a thank you because I like him too.
Uncle Common.
Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, Cody Westerlin, Mitch for getting the cake for Mark Rohde's birthday.
Thank you, Mitch. That was very thoughtful.
And the fruit. And like I said, your life is a lot easier when you decide to like cantaloupe. All of a sudden, there's all this fruit for you.
Yes.
You can't ever be disappointed then when there's a fruit bowl. It's a really nice thing.
There's a fruit and cake, so we got a fruit cake out there.
That's not how this works.
No.
I don't know. Let's go out to real-time sports and look at what the guys think. What do you guys think, Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes?
What's up, boys?
About fruitcake?
All of it.
I think the cantaloupe is really difficult to cut. Like, Christine is the one. If I get a cantaloupe, I don't know what to do with it. I give it to her, and she cleans it up and cuts it up, which is part of why her trade value is so high.
It's my favorite Jurassic 5 song.
What's
you-
that?
Actively
cantaloupe.
Get the cantaloupe, like that's the choice, the cantaloupe.
I enjoy cantaloupe. Yeah, I'm a long time cantaloupe guy. Absolutely. I wouldn't call it fruitcake just because it's near a cake.
Well, you know what it is, Spiegel? It's got a lot of potential. To if somebody wants to make a fruitcake right now, all the ingredients, all the pieces are in place.
That's
right
not
now.
True. No. That's not true, girl.
It's a totally different cake.
It is?
Yeah, it requires different spices and like stuff in the dry batter, too.
Oh.
Does anyone prefer fruitcake?
Oh, hell no.
There's someone out there who does.
Yeah.
I'm not saying tolerate. Yeah. I'm saying
like in a pinch, would I have some fruitcake? Probably.
Right. But that's kind of how... But no one's like, hey, would you make me a fruitcake?
My dad is kind of like that. My dad.
That's
like,
how I saw cantaloupe and honeydew.
What's the difference between that and stolen? Isn't
stolen.
That a thing?
What about knackwurst? Stolen. What's stolen? I don't even know what stolen
that's
is.
That's a thing. I'm going to
I thought it was
up.
A vodka.
Yeah, that sounds very vodka.
No, it's definitely knackwurst a bread.
Yeah.
It's dog, German. I don't know why I know this. Stolen.
Are we talking about Nergi? And you have to turn off.
I don't know.
Never
stolen
mind.
Stolen is a German Christmas bread.
Oh,
of nuts, spices, and dried or candied fruit. Have no idea
so
why I knew
it.
That.
Have
you're
no
idea.
It. Yeah, so stolen.
Have you
a lot,
stolen?
Right?
Gifted a stolen.
You know what I think it is. My ex-husband is German, so that probably had something to do with it.
Guys, what's German. It like out there?
The life that I forgot about.
Is there a party going on? What's happening?
The last time I was married, the Bears had won a playoff game.
Oh my goodness.
What I didn't realize, Bears. And we'll answer your question
query?
In a second, Groats. But
we don't have to.
Did you guys realize of all the teams in the NFL playoffs this year, the team that has gone the longest without winning a playoff game is the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
They have the longest drought of any of the playoff teams in 15 years. I didn't realize that.
Absolutely.
Spiegel, the Bears have won 6 playoff games since 1985.
It's not a lot.
That says it all.
They're 0-1 on Mark Rohde's birthday.
As we learned earlier.
I heard
earlier
Kevin Fishbane say that on you guys' show as I was driving here to Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, which feels like basically a family reunion.
It really does. As soon as you walk in, it's like, I remember what happened over there. I remember what happened over here.
I've been trying to tell the youngins. Because they have no idea that there were multiple anniversary parties here, multiple roasts that were here. People getting slapped during roast right across. They have no idea that any of that stuff happened. And then we walk in here. I've got former producers showing up. We've got friends of the program. My guy Jim from Remy is here. HF people have walked into the building.
Let's just say we've got a friend here who's supposed to be, quote, working from home, unquote. And he's here. And the people – oh, there's another one. There's multiple people. Basically, guys, you remember that dude who was in the bleachers at Wrigley with a laptop?
Yeah,
clearly pretending to be working or doing a little work?
Yeah.
We've got a lot of that going on already.
Yeah, there's a ton of that.
Love
it. And I imagine that there will also be some old school – you remember the old – like 3:05, like first pitches at Wrigley, where people would just be like, you know, I think I'll just head on off and not come back to work. I think some of that stuff is going to go on today, too, that people are going to start rolling in here and getting ready for tomorrow night.
For sure. And you're right that there's so much score history here. I got to ride out this way with Alex Kuhn, fine young man, excellent driver, I can report. And I was telling him all the different things that have gone on out here, because all those roasts that you're talking about that were next door at the banquet hall were preceded by a radio show here. And then a couple of them had Les Grobstein doing overnights afterwards.
Yes.
Les did an overnight show from right here, but across the hall there at Real Time. And I remember I was a absolutely hammered guest with Les Grobstein at 1 a.m. one night, and he asked about transition. And I remember I said something like, I treasure transition. And that was played as a drop for several years following that.
Drunk Spiegel.
Now you've given Tanny a mission.
But I do treasure transition like we're in right now.
Yes. It's to be treasured.
JBT is looking it up.
I have a comment and a question. The comment is, Lawrence, I love your shirt.
Thank you.
Question is, Speaks, did you sit in the front seat or the back seat when Alex picked you up and drove you there?
I sat in the front seat.
I'm not an Uber.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Speaks, I'm not so sure.
The last time I was at Real Time, whatever our last significant anniversary was.
30,
yes.
I was there.
I actually got in trouble that day.
What'd you do?
At Real Time Sports because I smuggled or allowed for a controversial, Layla remembers this, and you were actually very nice to this person, a score listener that we all know. I believe he went by the name of Grimace. I allowed him to go in the VIP area in the great outdoors.
Wait, Grimace like really McDonald's Grimace?
That.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. I allowed a couple of guys out there. They took advantage of me. They're like, oh, Grody, and they were right. I let them out there. And Mitch immediately is like, Grody, what are you doing? You can't be letting these guys out. And they were very nice.
I've heard this story.
I got a little bit of trouble.
Very nice, except they were trying to follow Layla to the bathroom.
Well, they were. Whoa. One of them was a fan of Layla's, and they were actually being, Layla, you could speak for yourself, but they were being nice to you, weren't they?
Yeah, no, people were being nice. They mean well. I just always am like, rather than just take a picture from distance, just take the picture with me.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay, that's
like
creepy.
I'm a person. I can just, you know, you can talk to me and I'll be like, hey, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, this ain't the zoo.
Together.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They clearly didn't use the magic pickup line that you gave us yesterday, which is, hey, baby, I would go over the competitive balance stats for you.
Listen, I'm not kidding. That is an actual, like, love language, okay? Like, knowing how elusive the competitive balance tax is, I did get asked out at that event by a random dude. I did not go out with him, but But no, the competitive balance tax was not brought up at the
Speaks,
time.
Just understand, she's a first apron girl, not a second apron girl. If you try to make her a second apron girl, she's going to question your judgment and decision-making and say, I don't
how many draft picks do you have available to be going up into the second apron like that? Like, I just don't.
You need assets.
That's a lot of commitment.
Oh, assets like Zion Williams?
Yeah,
that's a player.
Where's
that's
that
a player.
Apron going? Where's the apron going when they get him? How's that apron going to be,
not
Marshall?
Good.
I think that's kind of the point, is that the Pelicans are trying to avoid getting into but second apron.
To your
apron.
Point, for anybody who can't see, and you can see us on Twitch because Max Curtis is out here.
What's up, Max?
Hey, Max.
Tell Max what's up.
Max Curtis.
Lawrence is wearing a T-shirt that says, "Where's Speegs?" And I embody, I am the answer to that. So is this the first time that a show has ever been hosted by one person whose T-shirt asks a question and the other partner is the answer to said question? It's got to be it.
I would
right?
imagine that that is the case. I've been waiting for a special occasion to rock my Wear Speaks T-shirt,
and this is it.
And I figured this would be the time to do it.
Speaks, you need the answer of the "I'm with him" with the arrow shirt.
I'm with stupid.
Oh, that's
I'm with stupid.
That's right. Well, yeah, Mully wore that one time.
For Mr. David?
I'm not saying. No, it was them.
Mully and them?
Oh, dude. Did you Mully guys hear that?
Mully and them boys.
That was one of the funniest bits I've heard on the score. Driving home yesterday. You guys were hilarious.
But just Wani. Wani called the show Mully and them.
Mully and them. That was so good.
And we just we lost it. And somehow we got through the rest of Wani, but got to 550.
Yeah, it crushed our college football talk.
It really did.
It was so
we
funny that I wanted in on the segment. I was like, this is great. This
That's
is great.
Fantastic.
It was so good. That was fantastic.
Is that fantastic or what, Lev?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Who
was them?
And it works. It works
it
so well.
So well. So well.
I love
and as
that.
I told Speaks yesterday, Stephen A. Smith would call it Mully and them boys.
Yeah, them boys. Because he doesn't know who the other boys are. It's them boys.
Your boys. Right.
Who does? It's so hard to tell.
Yeah, these are really, really – these are fun times, man. We're literally here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, and we're underneath an old-school banner. And Speaks and I were having the conversation the other day. Like, in baseball, if you wear – like a division-winning shirt. Like, it's kind of a loser shirt. But in football, for some reason, like, the division thing matters. So we're sitting underneath a bear-down Chicago Bears 1985 Central Division Champions banner. And I know it's legit because it says on the bottom, City of Chicago, Harold Washington Mayor.
Which is no longer true.
Wow. Well,
the fact that like, this isn't some sort of reprint. This
no,
is clearly
that's,
from
that's the real deal.
That era.
That's an actual banner that was dropped.
And that's where, like, this is the beautiful part of this. Like, this is where everyone is at right now. Like, the level of excitement, you can feel it wherever you go in the city. I found out that apparently, Speaks, we have a lot of listeners at the Whole Food in Hyde Park, because yesterday I was just trying to pick up some groceries and people were like, "Hey, what are the Bears going to do?"
Hey, man.
Just listening to you guys this afternoon, what do you think they're going to do? And I'm sure you guys have dealt with the same thing. If you have been out in public, everyone wants to know what you think the Bears are going to do.
My answer is always
with our answers, Mark and mine. Anyway.
My answer is always, what do you think? I always put it back, and I'm talking about, like, family members, friends, people in the wild. I always put it back on their plate first.
And play
off of that, and then I play off of that. Exactly.
You don't even have to give an answer most of the time.
That's true.
That.
No, you're right. You're actually right.
It's
you're
funny.
Right.
I remember in the first year after the big trade, I remember, you know, especially in those first few months, I remember saying on the air that all conversational roads led to Jay Cutler. Because they all did. Like, every conversation you were in would be like, so is this the guy? You know? But right now, all the conversational roads lead to the rivalry. It's not about a specific player or even a specific coach. There's so many levels here. That's what makes it so fun to me. It's like, it is the entire thing. The whole station and all of Wisconsin have embraced the reality of the Packers and Bears fans living amongst each other.
Yeah.
But you've got the two coaches who clearly don't like each other, no matter what they say, and have a legit rivalry. You've got the two quarterbacks who are trying to establish themselves or define themselves, slightly different timelines. But really, Jordan Love, you know, some of them want him to be like Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. He's got to win in the playoffs if he's going to be that. You've got the whole history of all the franchises. There's just so much here, and it's not about one guy or even one team. It's about all of it. It's just so fun.
To that end, Spiegel, to go along with it, and I said this going into the last time these two teams played on December 20th, not that long ago, obviously, it's about as evenly matched of a season it's been in a long time, especially with Micah Parsons. Like, if Micah Parsons was playing, like, it changes things a little bit, and so you could see it
a lot of it.
You could see a lot of it. You could see an obvious edge. edge. Like, we could easily say their defense against our lookout because of Micah Parsons, but because he's not playing, it's as difficult to pick this game and to predict what's going to happen in this game as it's ever been in Packers Bears, and I love that part about it.
Yeah, me too. And whether it's Mason Crosby on with you guys, or frankly, me on with Mason Crosby a couple hours ago, you know, like we're all doing these things. It's like everybody can smack talk and stuff, and in the end, the Bears could easily get two turnovers and win this game.
Yes.
They could easily, and everybody has to admit that it's possible that the Bears have a little more magic. Totally.
Did you listen to my key to the game? I feel like you listened to my key to the game.
Spiegel's copying Marshall again.
No, I'm just saying.
Here we go.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm aligned with you, Spiegel. Don't listen to the pot stir over there.
I'm just trying to stir it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm bleep
That's
stirring.
That's the thing. I mean, two turnovers, they're 9-0, Marshall.
Yes.
You know, one or zero turnovers, they're 2-6. And you know they're just going to try and smack the hell out of every ball carrier and try to bat balls in the air. And Jordan Love with the wobble ball in the wind, maybe that's going to fly into the arms of a Nashawn Wright. Let's go.
Here's what we've got planned for today's show. It is fairly epic. At 5 o'clock, Mike Golic Sr. is going to join us. He is going to be on the call of this game on Westwood One, which you can hear on the Score. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4 o'clock because, you know, he's Olin. We are going to talk with Andrew Whitworth of Prime at 2:40 coming up in a little bit. And he had a sit-down with Caleb Williams, so we're very much looking forward to talking Big Wit. And
yeah, we can say it.
And maybe the biggest surprise that we have for everyone today is that we're going to have a visitor here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, and his name is Barry Rosner.
Barry Rosner, give me a cocktail. Yeah.
The last time I think I saw Barry was at Real Time Sports.
Yes.
I think he's here 85% of the time.
Is he drunk? Yeah.
Sure.
Is he drunk and does he have a ride home? That's all I ask.
No, but I for him being so nice to come out here, I am buying all of his drinks. Whatever he wants, I got him.
Also, we're going to play live categories. We're going to play live categories with the listeners as contestants. So it should be a fun day.
But when we come back, we are going to live in this space. We're going to live in these moments that are going on right now in every household in the northern part of this great state and the southern part of the other state. We are going to discuss how everyone feels, what we've been going through, talking with fans. It's fantastic, and we couldn't pick a better place to do it. Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is the Score's home away from home, and we are going to lock it down for the next 4 hours. We'll get started after Tanny's Open next here on the Score.